Hello again and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I'm Scott Fitzsimmons, and today we've got some very special guests in studio with us. Kelly Kerr Makowski and Betty Ann Regeer talking about the MS Walk that's coming up May 6th. It's great to have both of you here with us. How are you doing on this this fine day?
Doing great. Thanks for asking.
Doing good.
It's wonderful to have you here. This is something that is important to the community and obviously important to you as well. We want to let people know about this, and it's coming up May 6th. Exciting day, and you've got some great things planned for it. Let's talk about some details, and then we'll talk a little bit more about MS itself.
Yeah, for sure. So registration starts at 12, and we're starting at the Yorkdale Community Center. The walk begins at 1. And we're going to have snacks and drinks provided by Co-op and Superstore in Yorkton.
Very nice. Yep.
And then after the walk, there is a catered meal by A&W.
Wonderful.
We're also going to have something new this year. We're doing a raffle table.
Awesome.
Yeah, so we've got some really great donations from different stores in town and different, we've even got some like a gym membership.
Wow.
Oh, it's just crazy. Like the amount of donations, I'm really proud of all the businesses in Yorkton really stepping up, and not just little tiny donations, I mean like huge donations.
Wow.
Like way more than what we expected. You know, we were thinking, oh, like, you know, something little here and there. No, people are just really stepping up and putting a lot into it, and just the amount of people we've had stepping up to volunteer is really fantastic.
That's wonderful. I mean, because obviously these things don't happen if you don't have support from the corporate community, but also from volunteers. I mean, it doesn't happen without that.
Oh, yes, definitely. I've had so many people offer to take the time to volunteer, and just people stepping up even to help advertise the walk.
Yeah,
and, yeah. I think getting the word out there is just as important as raising funds, because I don't think people realize there's as much MS in our community as there is. I never did. I don't know about you, Betty Ann, but I never knew that there was as many people in Yorkton that had it as they do.
No, I didn't realize that until I started seeing it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Till you're dealing with it, and then you're like, oh, hello.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, it's one of those things that once you start to take notice, you maybe know somebody, then you start to see different people they connect with. And I know that we have had a touch our family here at The Rock 98.5, and I know that we've worked in different ways to try and to support this as well, because it is something that is very important to try and if not get a handle on necessarily, but try and help out, because it is something that we don't have an answer for, but it's something that touches a lot of people. And so,
exactly. Yeah.
Now, I'd like to hear from both of you as well a bit about your story, because I know that it may be different for each person when you're diagnosed, how it affects you. But tell us a little bit about how it is that you came about to finding out.
I was diagnosed with MS in 2009. Mm. It took them 3 years to diagnose it. Back then, they needed 2 separate episodes. Mm. They called it in time and space before they would diagnose it. And
really?
Yeah, so I had the first episode in 2006. And it took until 2009 to diagnose that it was MS. We have kind of figured I've had it for a long time, because I had an episode when James and I, my husband James and I were married, was close to 30 years ago that I had this episode, and it lasted for about a year. They were looking for inner ear, for thyroid.
Wow.
Well, back then, MS was not something that they were looking for. They didn't know much about it.
Yeah.
And and then it went away, and there was nothing more after that. So when it was diagnosed, took us a while to accept it. It's very close to home for James, because James had an aunt who had a very aggressive form of MS, and actually passed away from complications due to it.
Mm.
So it's very close to him with that. And it affects our family. We're a very close family. So when things are not going right for me, when I'm having not having a good day, it's not good for the family. The MS has affected my legs more than anything else, and fatigue. The fatigue is huge. When I was first diagnosed, they put me on Copaxone. Copaxone is an injection, a daily injection, and we decided to use that, the doctor and myself decided that, because at that time, it was one of three choices, and it had the least effects of, it didn't cause the flu symptoms like some of the others.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because my children were still very young, I had a lot to do at home, so we felt that that would be better.
Yeah, and you said when you got diagnosed, there was only three options, right?
I think there was only three. There might have been four, but they were all injections.
Yeah. See, and now that's where this has, the research from the MS Society is so amazing, because it helps to go towards funding.
Yeah.
And I think there's something like 15 therapies now, and there's oral therapies. Not everything is injections. So it just goes to show what this money goes towards.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how long ago was it that you got diagnosed?
In 2009.
So, like, less than 15 years, like, well, less than 10 years, and
yes,
the amount of therapies has, like, quadrupled.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Well, it is, and I am on a different therapy drug now, and it is an oral drug because the Copaxone wasn't working anymore. I was in my wheelchair more than I was walking.
Yeah.
And they have put me on a drug called Aubagio. And it's working wonders.
Really?
I'm walking again. The fatigue is still huge.
Yeah.
I still, you know, and there's so many limitations with people with MS. I can't do what I used to do. If I clean the bathroom, like the bathroom, like the toilet, the sink, and everything, by the time I'm done cleaning the bathroom, I'm done for the day. That's all I can do.
It's the spoon theory.
Yeah.
You used all your spoons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's, yeah. And the one thing I've learned with MS over the years is I've learned it's okay for me to sit down.
Yeah.
And not feel guilty about that. That took a long time because I was the type of person, I always had to be doing something. And now I'm comfortable with, if I have to sit all day, I'll sit all day.
And I think, too, another big thing is people understanding not being able to see me attend functions. I can't even recall how many functions I haven't been able to go to, birthday parties and stuff, because, you know, we come, our health comes first, right? And some days it's just, you've used all your spoons and you're done.
Yeah. I can't go out in the evenings, because if I go out in the evenings, then I'm done the whole next day.
Really?
Yeah, so I have to plan. If I want to do a special thing, then we have to plan that, okay, the next day, Mom is not going to be available.
Yeah.
And so then they know. For us, it's been different than it has been for Kelly, because I've got three kids. My oldest is 23. My my second daughter is 21, and she has autism. And my son just turned 20, and he has had a lot of health issues, so he's been sick a lot of years. But they were just kids when I was diagnosed. So, you know, that was, I can't do the math.
Yeah.
From 2018 to 2009.
Just under 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just when you were diagnosed.
That's not going back to all those years before
where
you were having issues that nothing was brought forward.
That's right. And so it's been a tough journey for my kids.
Yeah.
But I have such a supportive family.
Good.
They're awesome. My youngest is 6'3".
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So when he tells me to sit down,
you listen.
I listen. He's very gentle, but Mom, sit.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an awesome family. And my husband is great. We were married 31 years this past June.
Nice.
It's not always easy.
Nope.
But
hey, you didn't Mr. Fluffy him with a pillow, so you're doing good.
That's right. Yeah, well, and that you need that, I'm sure, is that support.
You have to have the support and positiveness. Mm. Negativeness is easy to find. Yep. It's out there everywhere. The positiveness, it's not as easy,
but I agree.
It's there.
Yep.
I'm a positive person by nature, so it's not hard for me to find the positive. But I'm always telling my kids, and they can't see it on radio land here.
Yeah.
But I hold my fingers together, my thumb and my index finger, even just this much. You know, you latch on to that. Things like, I have a house with a roof.
Mm-hmm.
It's warm and dry. I have food on the table.
Yeah.
Simple things like that. It doesn't change our situation, but it helps us deal with it better.
Yep.
That's one thing that has really helped me. Another thing that has helped me, when I was on Copaxone, that's with Shared Solutions is the name of the company.
Mm-hmm.
They sent out a lot of pamphlets, and I would read. I read a ton when I was first diagnosed, a ton of reading and just researching it and figuring out what all this was about. One of the things that they suggested in their pamphlets, which I practice even today, is when you lose the ability to do something, grieve it. Mm. Let yourself grieve that loss. It's okay to grieve it because you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
When you have grieved and you're done, then you sit down and you take stock of what can I do now?
Mm-hmm.
What am I able to do? What needs to be done? And how do I accomplish it?
Mm.
That has been such a positive impact. If I can give anybody encouragement, it's to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it helps.
Yeah.
Because with MS, you do lose the ability to do stuff. I've lost the ability to do a lot of things. I don't have a driver's license anymore.
Mm.
I had to hand my driver's license in because of things I've lost to do.
Yeah.
That was difficult to do that. And that took me probably a year and a half, 2 years to really accept the fact it's gone.
Yeah.
And then I had to figure out how do I do things, because I can't just jump in the vehicle anymore and go when I want to. I have to depend on my husband to take me. And so everything works around his schedule. It's not my schedule anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that took a while, because it's like you lose some independence and you're dependent on somebody else to help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's... Yeah, if I can impart anything, it's for people with MS to, you know, don't be scared to grieve when you've lost the ability to do something. And
'cause you're essentially losing a part of your life as you knew it. So you do have to grieve. That is a very, very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, how about for you, Kelly? Is this how was your story? How was things different? Because I know, like we said, it affects everybody differently.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I've only been diagnosed for roughly 2 years that we know of. I got diagnosed July 2016, and unfortunately, I found out 3 weeks before my wedding. So that was a little bit of a kick in the butt. But it really makes you realize what matters in life and like what things to just brush off. You know, it was a tough go, you know, newlyweds and, you know, being sick all the time. And unfortunately, I'm a hairdresser, so I definitely had to cut back on my hours quite a bit. And it is. You lose a part of your life as you know it, but you also gain a part. I was very lucky that I had this epiphany one morning. It was, I believe, about almost a year after I got diagnosed. I just woke up one morning and said, I want to talk to people that are like me. I'm tired of talking to people who are healthy because they don't get it. So I contacted the MS Society, and I was really lucky to be able to start the coffee group in Yorkton. There had been one previously, but they had sort of disimbursed after a while. And so we restarted it up. And I think it's really been helpful being able to sit down with people who know my struggles. And actually, it was very interesting. The first meeting we had at the Yorkton Public Library, we hosted a meeting with the MS Society. And I just remember sitting down and listening to everybody talk. And it was like, I've never felt so comfortable sitting next to these people. I don't have to explain myself. I don't have to explain why I'm tired. And I don't have to explain why, you know, I'm maybe dragging my leg behind me, or, you know, it's just, they got me. And I just remember saying that to them. I'm like, I've never felt so comfortable in my entire life. And like, I think there were some ugly tears that were shed, but it's been some really great friendships that have started and some really great people for me to look up to. And my journey has been small compared to theirs, but I think everybody's journey is important. And I was pretty lucky with my diagnosis. It happened very quick. I was fortunately diagnosed in less than 3 months, which was great. You know, I hear stories of people. I know a lady who waited 18 years to find out, you know, and like Betty Ann here, decades, you know, and it makes me feel good to know that there's forward progression in the diagnosing process. My issues were always in my legs. The reason I knew I was sick was I woke up one morning and had no feeling from my hips down. And it was like, this isn't right. Something's not right. And I shook it off for a little bit because I think we all do that. We shake it off. And like I said, I was very lucky. 3 months later, I got my diagnosis. And then I was very, very lucky. I was only on one disease-modifying therapy, and it didn't work. And I was very lucky that my doctor set me up to go on a new test for a drug. It is called Lemtrada. It's essentially almost like a chemotherapy when you think of the way that it attacks the MS. And it's worked wonders. I just had my second round of it in November, and I'm doing really good, and it makes me happy, and I'm starting to get back to life as it was before MS. But it's definitely, like Betty Ann said, the exhaustion definitely still gets to you. The spoon theory is my life. If I use all my spoons, I'm done, you know, and that's just the way it is. Like she said, it can be as simple as you clean the bathroom and you're done for the rest of the day. And weather is definitely a big effect of how you feel.
Yes,
but,
it is.
So you sort of plan, if it's junky weather outside, you plan to have lots of couch days. And you get the stuff done on days when it's really nice and sunny because you feel better. But yeah, and there's just such good support in Yorkton for anybody who is living with MS. I can't tell you how many times I've had somebody walk up to me and say, I know somebody who has MS. Can I give them your number? Yes, of course. Give them my number. Like, you know, maybe I can't help them, but somebody I know can, you know. And I think that's, if anything, this coffee group has created some really great networks to be able to give people the information they need and know that there's support out there. And you don't have to do this alone. Because it's not like it was 20 years ago where this is a stigma and nobody talks about it. And I think that's the problem. We need to talk about it. And especially the mental health side of things is so important. I fought it for a while. And finally, after having several meltdowns, I decided to go get some therapy. And honestly, it's the greatest thing ever. If that's another thing I can suggest for people going through this or any type of autoimmune disease, any type of health issue, is go see somebody. A third party not related to the situation can give you the most best advice. And it just makes you realize that you're allowed to be upset because you're in a not positive situation, but you can make it positive. And I think that's where having people that have MS and understand where you're coming from, having them under your wings is very, very helpful. And knowing that if, like, I'm having a bad day, I can message one of them, you know? Like, I think you and me have even messaged a couple times. You're like, I'm not really having a good day. And I'm like, you got this. You know, you've got to support each other. And I think, like Betty Ann said, having a support system is amazing. I have some really great friends and family that definitely have dealt with me in my worst. But that's what they're there for, right? They signed up for this.
You've done so much with the coffee group. Kelly does a lot of work with the coffee group. She puts everything all together. She has she's been amazing with this MS walk. Just amazing with everything
you've done. Yeah, I know what I feel like if I'm helping other people, it makes me feel less bad about my situation, right? Like, I don't know, if you're helping others, you feel better. It's like,
yes, you do.
It is. It really is. It's something to keep you busy, because I think that's also important too, is not sitting and like dwindling on it. Like, if you are making a forward progression to change the situation you're in, things will always look more positive. And I think that's very important, just like Betty Ann said. Positivity is everything.
And even if, yes, positivity is everything.
And you can still have negative days, but just don't get stuck there.
And even if you bring a smile to one person's face
each
day, it's all worth it.
Yeah. Mm.
It's all worth it.
Well, I know that this, the walk, the fundraising, it all goes to benefit to the research that's coming. Like you said, it's come so far.
Yeah.
And the understanding and how to diagnose, I'm sure, has come so far since 30 years ago.
Yeah.
When it comes to that now, this is one of the reasons why you're doing this for the research. So if you want to help out, if people are wanting to help out with this or donate money, how can they donate for the MS Walk?
There's a couple different options. You can donate online at mswalks.ca, and that would be for credit card donations. If you are wanting to do a cash or check donation, you can get a hold of myself or Betty Ann to do a donation. My phone number is 306-620-8683. If you'd like to do a cash or check donation, or come down the day of the walk and do a donation. Mm. You know, that's totally okay. If you do a $25 donation, you can walk the day of.
Nice.
Every penny makes a difference. Yeah. It honestly does. You know, in 10 years, there's been 14, 50, and 60 in disease-modifying therapies put out there. And that's because every penny made a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, if somebody wants to walk, you know, they know somebody they want to walk for, maybe you're dealing with it yourself, how can they do that?
So you can register online if you'd like. That would be, again, for credit card donations. If you want to collect cash or check donations, you actually don't have to register till the day of the walk, which is really handy. We have like a really awesome check-in setup that we do there, but you can go on to the mswalks.ca website and print out the donation sheet.
Nice.
And then there's another sheet that you can print out. I can't remember what the file is called, but there's two files, so it's the other file. And it's basically like a deposit sheet. So you'd write down all of your cash, coin, estimated online donation totals, and that'll actually save the check-in process a little bit of time already having that done. Then we don't have to physically count through everything. We can just sort of skim over it and make sure, okay, that's the right amount.
Yeah.
Because you will have to fill one of those out the day of the walk. And if you, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe if it's $125, you get a t-shirt. And I saw a picture of them online and they're pretty awesome.
Nice.
They're cool, and then, like I said, it's a minimum $25 donation to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And you get snacks, drinks, and A&W cooks after. So
awesome.
You get to walk off all those calories and then put them back on eating A&W.
And A&W has been a great support with this as well.
They've been great. They do the burgers to beat MS in August. And they're our main, definitely our main corporation that donates.
And that's where we meet for the coffee.
Yes,
we
actually. We're going to throw a little bit about that in here, too.
There you go.
We do our coffee, MS monthly coffee groups, the first Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. at the West Broadway A&W. We don't meet for July and August just because we are a farming community, and a lot of our people that are in our group are farmers or farmers' wives. So, you know, the fields are a little bit more important sometimes. But, I mean, it's not saying that you still can't go and meet with somebody. It's just the official group disbands for June and July and August, and then we also disband for December and January just because of Christmas and holidays and stuff. But so it's the first Tuesday of every month, 7 p.m., West Broadway A&W. And anybody who's dealing with the MS, has a family member with MS, we urge that you bring your support people with you, whether it's a parent, a friend, a significant other, you know, anybody at all, whoever, feel free to bring that person, because sometimes it's good for them to see other people that are in their shoes, because it's just as hard on our people that are helping us as it is on us. Like I always say to my husband, I'm like, you know, you're pretty tough. I wouldn't want to be in your position because I'd be a hot mess. You know, like it's when you've got that support system that's positive when you're breaking is it's super important. So, yeah, we urge people to bring their support system with them because it's just as important for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, once again, this is the MS Walks. If you want to find out more, mswalks.ca is the website. It's coming up May 6th, the check-in at 12 and walk at 1. It's all starting at Yorkdale. The raffle prizes, lots to go on this. Thank you so much for being here. And if people, again, if they want to be a part of it, make a donation, how can they do that?
They can go on to the MS Walks website. And they can do a credit card donation. There's lots of different, if you know somebody who's got a team, you can actually donate under their team, or you can just do a generalized donation towards the MS Society.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, there's a little challenge going on. Whatever team can raise the most money, it's sort of like bragging rights. So I'm aiming. I'm going for bragging rights.
That's awesome.
And then you can also, if you know somebody who's doing the walk, you can donate a cash donation. You can contact, we actually have a social media page, so if anybody is wanting to follow us on our Yorkton Coffee Group social media page, it's the Yorkton MS Coffee Group, I believe is what it's called. It's on Facebook. So, yeah, we urge people to follow us on that, too.
Wonderful.
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to both of you for being here and talking about this and sharing your stories, because I think that encourages people as well. I mean, again, it's why you get together and talk. You can share thoughts, share how you're feeling, and that's important as well. So thank you again for being here. Good luck on the walk, and I'd love to talk to you again sometime.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Once again, Kelly Kerr Makowetsky and Betty Ann Regeer, both a part of this year's MS Walk. Once again, the website mswalks.ca if you want to find out more. That is it for us for today. Coming up next, it is the All Request Lunch. Have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.